fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 13th day of September, year of our Lord, 2016, welcome to the John Moore Show. We're going to have open lines this first hour. Second hour, we'll have our friend Leon Green visiting with us. Prepper tip of the day, I got a couple of them. First of all, my friend Dave Hodges does a radio show every Sunday evening. This past Sunday, September 11th, first half hour, my friend Ted Brewer. Ted is a friend. He's visited my home here in the Ozarks twice. Ted is a healthcare professional, nutritionist, Dr. Brewer, and he's making some very, very disturbing comments about the health of Hillary Rodham Clinton. First half hour is enough. You might want to listen to the entire interview, but the first half hour will give you the information you need. That's the first part of a prepper tip today. The second, Randall Terry has a series of videos coming out, and I know I can only fight the rising tide of people who can't, don't, and won't read a series of DVDs concerning Islam. And the title of the series, which I've already secured permission to borrow a copy of, What Would Muhammad Do? That's the title of the DVD series, What Would Muhammad Do? If you go to the following website, I'll give it twice slowly. You can order your own copy. It'll be coming out in a couple of weeks. You can watch the first installment, by the way, which by itself is very, very good, very informative. Here's the website. voiceofresistance.org. I say again, the website is voiceofresistance.org. The threat posed by Islam is a clear and present danger to Western civilization. It is. If you don't understand that, you need to. Islam is not the moral equivalent of Christianity. It is a dangerous, freakish, barbaric religion. And you need to understand that. It's not just a religion. It's actually a complete way of life, controlling every aspect of life from personal hygiene to politics to your law to business, everything. The word Islam, by the way, means submission. So that's your two prepper tips today, and we will move forward from there. On my website at thelibertyman.com, we have a vastly improved and vastly larger section, and I'm going to get to it here momentarily. And let's see, toolbar, and here we are. Of course, my website is thelibertyman.com. And on the right-hand side, down where all the different little products are that I sell, you'll see a section. The title of it is, here it is, Survival and Tactical Gear. Survival and Tactical Gear. We now have a couple of dozen new products there under Survival and Tactical Gear. The kind of stuff that Special Forces troopers have used for decades, and fairly new stuff as well. Some of it rather, most of it's not terribly expensive, by the way. Simple things that make life in the field easier and healthier and more survivable. Just looking at the top ones here. Aluminum canteen stove. Aluminum canteen cup stove. Doesn't take up very much space because it fits around a regular GI canteen. And allows you to use a canteen cup on top of it, build a small fire, and heat up your coffee, your hot cocoa, your soup, your stew, whatever it might be. Right below that, stainless steel military canteen and stainless steel cup. You really don't want aluminum for, well, for water it's probably okay, but for a canteen cup, you don't want aluminum, you want stainless steel. Any high acid thing you put in that canteen cup will leach the aluminum out, where stainless steel is not an issue. You can't get a C minus in high school chemistry and not know aluminum does not belong inside the human body. So, moving down from there, we got something I talk about pretty frequently, merino wool socks, a couple of different, a ghillie suit, a woodland poncho liner, snow camouflage poncho, cold steel special forces shovel. This is basically a heavy-duty duplicate of the Russian Spetsnaz spade that they all regard as their basic tool. Not much to look at. Short little spade. It's got a hardwood handle. Got kind of a pointed working edge on it. You can sharpen one edge, use it as a hatchet. It can be used as a shovel. It can be used as a weapon. It can be used as a hatchet. It's a pretty handy little tool. Right below that is the Special Forces shovel sheath, a heavy-duty nylon sheath. Then we get into several different boots. We got Danner boots, a couple of different models, men's and women's. And then we go into Bates. Bates is a military contractor, several of those. Then last but not least, Cochran, which is the classic airborne jump boots that has been around for decades in the U.S. Army. Rifle case, some snares, a book on using snares, more snares, my friend Buckshot Hemming's book on trapping and using snares, more snares, and some knives, K-bar, I like K-bars, SOG, mini tool, then we go to a flashlight, then a Gerber multi-tool, couple of tomahawks, cold steel machete, another tomahawk, extra handle, S-wing, hatchets, and axes. They're all steel. You can't break these. I mean, I guess you probably could if you were strong enough or ran over it with a bulldozer. But these things will last for generations if properly cared for. You have a nice little Jeep shovel there, a handy little folding shovel spade, very compact. Then we get into climbing gear. All kinds of climbing gear. Carabiners, figure eight descenders, rappelling gloves, static rope used for rappelling, more static rope, 1-inch tubing. There was a rescue pulley, a rappelling bag, climbing claw, grappling hook, a couple of ascenders, actually about three of them, four of them, Prusik, pre-sewn Prusik webbing, a chest harness, climbing harness, a couple of different climbing harnesses, then the rock climbing helmets. You're going to be rock climbing, you need to be wearing a rock climbing helmet, quite frankly. The odds of a rock coming loose and whacking you on the noggin are, it's a pretty high chance of that, quite frankly. There really is. An added bonus to the rock climbing helmet, you could use it as a mounting point for a monocular or night vision binoculars, either one. There's no ballistic resistance there. I doubt it would even stop a head-on 22 long rifle. But it would be some head protection and be a mounting place for night vision. There's another climbing harness, more gloves, a belay, some pre-sewn runners that are handy when you're climbing. Oh, some couple of rifle cases, three or four of them. The MilDot Master. This is a handheld mechanical calculator to help calculate distances. Then we go to another drag bag. This is a combination rifle case and unzips to have something to lay down on to get your precision marksmanship going. And last but not least, before I get to my older products, behind the ear sound amplifier. Looks like a hearing aid, but they can't call it that because then the Food and Drug Administration rules would kick in. This is one of the less expensive ones. We're going to get a more expensive one that would cut out the loud noises. You may say, well, John, I have good hearing. I don't need a hearing amplifier. I don't need a hearing aid. Well, consider this. You're in a tactical situation. There's a gang of criminals approaching you down the street. They're walking down the street. And as they walk down the street, they are talking to each other. Wouldn't it be a good idea to be able to hear what they're saying back and forth to each other? Especially at night. And if you're in the city at night, typically in most parts of the city, the ambient noise level goes down dramatically. When I say ambient noise, the traffic noise goes down dramatically. And it gets fairly quiet in most neighborhoods at night, and even in the city. So if you have what they call a behind-the-ear sound amplifier, which looking at it and say, that's a hearing aid. And by the way, these things cost less than $10. In fact, I can click on this and tell you what the price is. $8.99, including shipping. For less than $20, you can get the upgraded version, which cuts out loud noises such as gunfire. Now, before I knew about these, when I was on standby at my mother-in-law's home in Brentwood, Missouri, for the last round of the Ferguson riots, I was using my electronic earmuffs I used for my pistol classes to do the same thing. They're heavier, they're bulkier. They're hot in the hot weather, keep your ears warm in cold weather, but accomplish the same goal of being able to hear the criminals talking back and forth to each other as they were walking down the street. Any tactical advantage you can get, you should seek it out and get it. Of course you should. Obviously, clearly, you should. And $9 is something that most people can afford. Now, if you think there's going to be a loud noise, such as gunfire, you want to pull that thing out of your ear, obviously. You don't want to amplify gunfire right into your eardrum. That would not be wise. And, of course, like I say, for less than $20, you can get the upgraded version that will shut off gunfire and other loud noises. We'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-716 512-716-1603. I say again, 512-716-1603. There's a lot of misunderstanding about Islam. A lot. The majority of Americans that convert to Islam as adults fall into one of two categories. Either they get converted while they're in a prison, because there's a lot of recruiting that goes on in prison. And, of course, they do it for various reasons in prison. One is to be part of a larger group that they think will protect them. And, of course, people who convert because they are drawn to what's the propaganda put out of Islam being the religion of peace. And that there is a lot of appeal to many Americans on that basis. Well, these people are being lied to in both cases. Islam is not the religion of peace. It's a vile, barbaric, dangerous religion that subjugates women, that murders people who are not Muslim. They're called infidels. That murder other Muslims that aren't the right kind of Muslim. Carry out barbaric practices, unhealthy practices, primitive, unhealthy, barbaric practices, such as, how about this, marrying your first cousin, which is one of the things that Muhammad encouraged. Now, there's several holy books, not just the Quran, and I'm just learning this myself, so I'm kind of a newbie to this, and excuse me if I screw up, I'm learning myself. But I believe the correct word for this one book is the Hadith, if I'm not mistaken. That's, and there's very different versions, but apparently this book describes the life of Muhammad in great detail. How he lived his life, what he did, every aspect of his life. What he liked, what he didn't like, his hygiene habits, his eating habits, and so forth. Who he married, why he married them. He married a 7-year-old girl. I'm serious. He married a 7-year-old girl. But he did the right thing. He waited until she was 9 years of age prior to having sex with her. So within the religion of Islam, it's not unusual for men to seek out and marry 9-year-old girls. Isn't that special? Now, in the country of England, merry old England, 2% of all the babies born have birth defects. 2%, which is kind of sort of what you might expect in any country of any size. 2%. Now, the Pakistani population is a small percentage of England's overall population. I don't have that number in front of me, but I do have this number. Half of all the birth defects come from Pakistani parents. How about that? For the following reason. The Pakistanis marry their first cousins. Now, this has been going on for 1,500 years. That sounds like 15 centuries to me. If you figure 4 generations per century, that sounds like 60 generations. 60 generations. Now, you do this for one generation. You do it for one generation, you have a dramatic chance, dramatic increased chance of having insanity, birth defects, and low IQ. You do that one generation. You do it 60 generations, guess what? Your DNA is forever broken. It can't be fixed. It cannot be fixed. Your DNA of that population is forever irretrievably broken. Cannot be fixed. And they're still doing it. Now, in this coup in Egypt recently, we got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey. Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range, a perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV.
Okay, we are back. We are back. We have a report here on Tuesday, the 13th of September. At my website, thelibertyman.com, you'll find the rocket stove on sale right now. The rocket stove, rocket heater, $850 off retail. Fantastic sale. They're going to cover it up with orders pretty soon because winter's almost here and people wait till the last minute to get their heating equipment. But check out the rocket heater on sale, $850 off. I was listening to my friend Dr. Ted Brewer being interviewed by Dave Hodges earlier this morning. And Dr. Brewer has treated people who have Parkinson's. He knows the side effects of the medications used to treat Parkinson's. Dr. Brewer's conclusion, based on the information he's able to get a hold of, is that Hillary Rodham Clinton has advanced Parkinson's disease. Interesting thing that came up, if it's true, makes a lot of sense. Chelsea Clinton's $11 million apartment, can you imagine that? An $11 million apartment for a young woman in her early 20s? she gets paid $1 million a year, by the way, by the Clinton Foundation for her excellent administrative skills that she has. The previous occupant of that space was a medical clinic. When Hillary had her medical issue on the 11th of September, 2 days ago, she wasn't taken to a hospital. She was taken to Chelsea's apartment. That's where she was taken. Now, there's a possibility, a distinct possibility, that much, if not most, of that apartment is still what was used for previously, which is a medical clinic, except now it's not open to the public. It's only used by the Clinton family. Very good possibility. That van that she rode away in, when she basically passed out, she hauled like a lump, like a sack of potatoes by the police and Secret Service, put in that van. It's actually more accurately described as an ambulance, EMT ambulance. The inside of that thing is all fitted out to take care of people with health issues. Dave Hodges has reached a conclusion. I agree with Dave that the way this whole presidential campaign is headed, it could be called off. It could be called off. I'm not sure how late in the campaign that would have to be if Hillary was to withdraw due to health reasons, too late for somebody else to step in. I'm not sure that's really clearly defined anywhere. However, at some point, if she waits long enough to drop out of the race for health reasons, which I have every level of confidence that's where this is headed, it will be too late for Joe Biden or anybody else to step in and take her place and have any chance of having a free and fair election. We may already be at that point. We may already be at that point. I don't know. There's been concerns expressed for years about whether there would be a presidential election in 2016 or not. I think we're getting closer and closer to finding out the reality of that. We've got a caller on hold here. And by the way, the call-in number is 512-716-1603. And we have Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. I'm not waiting until the last minute. I'm later this week going to go get my rocket stove.
All right.
And, my brother's going to pick one up here in about 30 days. So that would be two of them out of the way. You were talking about traps. If you look at you were talking about snares. If you look at Mr. Hemming's work, you'll see that snares are essentially, like everything else, they require a certain amount of skill and practice to use. And there are two ways to set them up. One will leave the animal living. The other will kill the animal. And essentially, it's as simple as this. Typically, they'll look for runs in the grass where animals walk. You can see.
Right, right. Hold that thought. We have about an hour break, Rick. This is important stuff. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 13th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. We had our drawing yesterday for the postcard for the lucky recipient to be able to purchase an energy cleaner, $70 off. And that was a gentleman in Australia, of all things. We have a lot of listeners in Australia and New Zealand and England, by the way, and, of course, Canada and Mexico. So that's an interesting promotion that is generating revenue for Republic Broadcasting. If your postcard is drawn, you get that $70 discount off the energy cleaner. Republic Broadcasting gets $200. If your postcard is not drawn, you still get a $20 discount off the energy cleaner and 10% off the factory-made fitted mattress pads. Energy cleaner is a marvelous healing device. It's not a TENS unit. It's not a Rife frequency generator. It's a healing device. Puts out a healing electrostatic signal. Goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. We focus on two things: getting a great night's sleep and waking up with little or no pain the next morning. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch here, up and down ladders, on my hands and knees doing concrete work, doing carpenter work, riding my motorcycle, pushing 500-pound logs into the bucket of the Kubota. Yeah, I'm pretty active. And do I have minor aches and pains going to bed? Of course I do. You can do what I do and use the energy cleaner and wake up pain-free with more energy the next morning. Plus, a bonus, ladies, for your gentlemen friends, a stronger libido. How about that? $285 shipping included, and I offer something that most healthcare professionals will not do because they can't. It will put them out of business. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. We take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. And, of course, PayPal now takes payments. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Be sure and check out the new, dramatically expanded section on my website, Tactical and Survival Gear. You'll find a lot of interesting things there. Might stimulate some thought on your part. Call number here at Republic Broadcasting is 512-716-1603. And we're visiting with Rick, and we're talking about trapping and snaring. Have you done some trapping yourself, Rick?
Oh, yeah. I used to do it all the time. Now I only do it when I have a problem. But it is a wonderful skill if you develop it. You'll never be sorry about it. The one thing that I wanted to mention, everybody, is while snaring is fun and exciting, it does require a fair amount of skill. But with the snares, you really basically only get to use a snare one time. Oh, I was going to say something about kill sets. If you set up a snare anywhere near a fence post or anything or a log where the target animal can get their hands on it, they'll grab hold and pull. And when they do that, the snare has a little locking mechanism on it that doesn't back off. It's like a zip tie. Right, it's like a zip tie, yeah.
Right.
And you will kill it.
I tested one out. I put it around my wrist and locked it down. And oh, baby, it does, in fact, lock down.
Right. You're not getting it off. And yeah, it's hard to get a wire cutter in there like that. But it does put a kink. It puts a kink in the cable. And it never really does work the second time the way it did the first time. But there is an alternative that I wanted to share with everybody. We call them coney bears around here. Some people call them conibears. But I'm going to call them coney bears until they put a second end in there. These things are made of hardened wire, and they look like a pair of wire squares. And you can use them indefinitely unless you get them compromised with rust, which, you know, you're not supposed to be doing. Typically, we heat them up, dip them in paraffin, and they'll just last until the springs wear out. But there's no way to set a coney bear so that it won't kill. And the last thing you really want to do is come across somebody's dead beagle. So typically the coney bears, you put them about 3 or 4 or 5 feet up a tree, and anything that climbs, you're going to... The great thing about snares and coney bears is that they hunt. You know, everybody gets this idea in their head they're going to go sit in the woods and shoot their family a deer. Great. Well, that's fine. But we all know about World War II and the deer population. But the great thing about snares and coney bears is they hunt 24/7, 365. They never get tired, hungry, sleepy. And if you know how to use them, you can gather up an awful lot of meat using the instruments. But I like to inspire everybody to get online, maybe do some YouTube, and look at the coney bear, C-O-N-I, coney bear. And see how they work, but for God's sakes, use some intelligence. Don't kill the neighbor's pets.
Absolutely. Well, the Missouri deer population by the beginning of World War II was pretty much wiped out to the point where, right, for all intents and purposes, there was no deer in the state of Missouri. And at the end of World War II in the early 1950s, the Missouri Department of Conservation had to import deers from another state to reestablish the herd, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And raccoons, they're like gum on your shoe. I can't get rid of them. So, you know, and it's a very fatty animal. So, you know, even after you render it down, you can still make soap with it. So, you know, it's plenty of fat. You know, deer's very lean meat. You know, you can get yourself into rabbit starvation kind of a deal. You may, you know, you're going to supplement with some kind of fat. So a raccoon can be an incredible useful thing, and they just cannot resist any kind of a piece of bacon or anything like that. You're going to, if you put out a trap with anything like that, you're going to get an animal within a day or so.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, appreciate the call, Rick. Thank you. We appreciate
it. Thanks a million.
Okay. The call number is 512-716-1603. You know, the concept of hunting to feed your family in most parts of the lower 48 is ill-conceived. Now, granted, hunting serves a purpose, and if you're flexible of what you're willing to eat, if you're willing to eat raccoons, for example, and squirrels, fishing is, of course, a good way to supplement. Wild edibles, there's lots of wild edibles. You need to have the knowledge as to what you can and what you cannot eat when it comes to wild edibles. And there's usually you can find classes that will help you get that knowledge. We've got another caller here. We've got John in Austin, Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Gee, when I called in, you were talking about Hillary and the Parkinson's.
Right, right.
Can I continue on with that?
Yeah, well, Dr. Brewer, if you haven't listened to Dr. Brewer, I would encourage you to, but apparently a lot of what we're seeing on these videos are the well-known, well-established side effects of the main drug used to treat Parkinson's. Please, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to do, my brother was diagnosed with Parkinson's 10 years ago. And so, you know, I'm familiar with it. He has undergone really excellent treatment at the Cleveland Clinic. And, I mean, that's what I was going to say, basically, was like she's exhibiting signs of side effects and Parkinson's, and then the coughing and everything, because like in my brother's case, it affected his larynx and vocal cords and everything, and he has trouble swallowing.
That's right.
And that's, eating.
That's right, and that's what Dr. Brewer was saying. And people with those Parkinson's symptoms cannot swallow in a normal manner, which can lead to these coughing fits.
That because they aspirate into the lung, and then that sets up also lung infections and things that can be devastatingly serious. I mean, you know.
Now, I'm curious, John, you may or may not know the answer to this, and I'm just a bit curious. Do you know if your brother did or did not consume diet soda in his life?
Oh, my God. Regular soda and diet soda, big time.
The reason I ask is there appears to be a direct cause and effect linkage between consumption of diet soda and Parkinson's.
Now he doesn't anymore. He quit.
Well, it's too late. Michael Fox is one. Michael Fox went public for a while. And somebody got to him, and I don't know what the promises or threats were. But Michael Fox, the actor, TV actor, movie actor, consumed lots and lots of diet soda.
My brother and Michael Fox are good friends.
No kidding.
Because of the Parkinson's. They've appeared together. They've been in treatments and everything. And I've met Michael a couple of times.
Well, I'd be interested, if you do get a chance to talk to him again, why he backed off from his public disclosure about the direct cause and effect relationship between Parkinson's and diet soda.
But anyway, just talking on that, but then taking it forward, and I remember because I called in and I brought up the question a while back, was do you think this could possibly turn into a situation where Hillary steps out or gets replaced, and it's done at such a time that they cancel or postpone the elections.
Right, and at least 6 months. And that would be my expectation, is that, and apparently, and I haven't looked into the legal mechanism, but Dave Hodges claims to have done so. But apparently there is a legal mechanism that if the one of the major candidates can no longer participate and move forward, that the election would be postponed, and then a new selection process and a new campaign. We have to begin all over again.
Yeah. The thing that would be interesting, you know, Reagan basically, President Reagan basically put the continuity of government on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Would this be a situation that would, you think, would trigger that continuity of government, and the next thing you know, we have the shadow government in operation that we have dreaded? You know.
Right, right. I'm not sure I'm qualified to answer that question, John, but it certainly is one that needs to be answered.
I mean, you know, this could, I don't know, this looks like this could become a scenario that, you know, nightmarish scenario, John.
It could easily. That's the direction it's headed. This is mainstream. It's no longer just the alternative media with the concerns about Hillary's health. It's very, very mainstream, and it needs to be, and it should be mainstream.
And the thing that dumbfounds me is how people can be in denial that there are intelligent, liberal people who, you bring this topic up, and they're in total denial to the point that they'll almost get violent with you.
Oh, yeah. They will be in that state of denial up to the day she resigns from that candidacy.
But, I mean, how can they be? I mean, it's like, take the political parties out of it. I said, how can you have someone running the country who's that ill?
Well, they're delusional. They're delusional. These are the same people who think that posting a sign at the door of a bank saying no concealed weapons will keep a violent criminal bank robber from committing a bank robbery.
Yeah,
it's delusional. It's delusional thinking.
Dangerous delusional thinking.
Of course it is.
And, you know, yet I keep plugging away, you know, and it's like, look at the video. They're dragging her into the car. You know,
even President Reagan, after being shot, was still walking to his limousine.
I know. I mean, it's like he was functional. I mean, can you imagine what, like, if she got elected?
It's scary. There's reports coming out that the woman sleeps 18 hours a day.
You know, well, I mean, Obama plays golf 18 hours a day.
According to Dr. Brewer, I interviewed on Dave Hodges' show, one of the Secret Service agents has revealed that Hillary does, in fact, have Parkinson's. Hillary and her husband, Bill, neither one has ever had any kind of rapport with either Secret Service or the military. In fact, when Bill Clinton was president, they prohibited military people in uniform from taking the White House tour. They were prohibited from doing so. They had to wear civilian clothes.
Bill was governor, you know, those state troopers and stuff, he treats them like hell. You know, they just treat them like dirt.
That's right.
And use them as gophers and everything else. I remember the time, he probably may or may not remember, Hillary accidentally ran over one of her secrets, or, you know, they accidentally ran over a Secret Service guy, and not even an apology.
Well, Hillary hasn't operated an automobile for probably more than 30 years. So I don't know what you're talking about.
They were like at a gate or something going to, and he told them to drive through and hit the guy and she wasn't at the wheel. I'm sorry.
No, that's not going to happen. No, these. You know, she hasn't set foot in a supermarket for 30 years. She has not driven an automobile for more than 30 years. These people don't live lives like normal human beings. No.
No, they're American royalty. You know, demented American royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, John, I'm going to let you go.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, John. Call number is 512-716-1603. Be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You may have seen, I know I've seen, some of these recently elected congressmen taking their oath of office using the Quran from the private library of President Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson. Yes, he had a copy of the Quran, an English translation copy of the Quran, in his private personal library. not because he admired Islam, not because he respected it, but because he wanted to understand his enemy. The Muslim pirates were seizing American ships, taking the cargo, holding Americans hostage for ransom, and he wanted to understand who these people were so he could fight them. Well, fast forward 200 years, and here we have smiling Americans being sworn in, United States House of Representatives as U.S. congressmen, with their left hand on the Quran and their right hand raised while they're smiling. So proud to have their hand on that Quran from Thomas Jefferson's library on loan by the National Archives. National Archives is care and custody of all that material, by the way. I've been to President Jefferson's home, Monticello. Beautiful home. Beautiful. The library is beautiful. He's got one of these rolling ladders that goes around the sides. You can climb up and down the ladder and pick and choose the different books that he has there. Extensive library. I don't know how many thousand volumes it is, but I would say several thousand volumes. And, of course, books during that period of time were expensive items. They weren't produced in the same mass quantities that they are now. They were pretty expensive. Regardless, I want to encourage all of you to educate yourselves about our enemy. Islam is our enemy. No two ways about it. The most conservative numbers of men and women who believe in jihad, which means murdering Christians, is 10% of the Muslim population, which is more than a billion people. That's the largest army on the planet right there. Largest army on the planet. More than a billion. Excuse me. If you got a billion people, 10% would be 100 million. That's what we're looking at. 100 million plus men and women who believe that violent jihad is what Allah wants them to do. Which brings back to the prepper tip of the day, Terry Randall's new DVD set titled, What Would Muhammad Do? Now, I challenge anybody to say with veracity that what he's quoting is not correct. The website where you can order your own copy is voiceofresistance.org. I say again, voiceofresistance.org. My local preparedness group, we show a free movie every Friday night at the Davisville American Legion Hall, where I'm the commander. We're going to be showing that series of DVDs once it's taken delivery by our friend, one of our friends who is in the Rolla area. Because it is that important. It really is that important to get your hands on a copy of this DVD set and learn all about it. Here's our top of the hour break. We hope to be back with Leon Green at the top of the hour break afterwards. So stay tuned. Be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.